No Show. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The leaders of the House January 6th committee react to former President Trump missing his deposition date.
Committee Chair and Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson joined Wyoming Republican and Vice Chair Liz Cheney to note former President Trump's failure to comply with his November 14th deposition date. They say lawyers have made no effort to negotiate a time to offer testimony and add a lawsuit from the former president pushes claims recently rejected by the courts. The joint statement accuses former President Trump of seeking to overturn the 2020 election and block the transfer of power. The statement says legal next steps are being evaluated. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Trump is expected to announce another run for the White House tomorrow. Federal prosecutors in New York say they're not charging Rudy Giuliani with a crime after investigating his association with some officials in Ukraine.
Giuliani had been accused of trying to pressure Ukrainian officials to dig up something on then-former Vice President Joe Biden before the 2020 election. A few months ago, the New York Times reported that federal prosecutors were winding down their investigation and were not planning to charge Giuliani after looking into his relationship with a Ukrainian oligarch and Ukraine's top prosecutor at the time.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden in Bali for the G20 summit. Earlier today, he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The president said they had an open and honest conversation, and the U.S. does not support an independent Taiwan.
One China policy has not changed. We oppose unilateral change in the status quo by either side, and we're committed to maintaining the peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait.
The president said he doesn't think China has any immediate plans to invade Taiwan. Taiwan is self-governing. The U.S. provides assistance to Taiwan to defend itself. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A woman reportedly finds election ballots from the midterms in a ravine in the Santa Cruz Mountains in California.
Blame the U.S. Postal Service. That from the Santa Clara County Registrar voters saying ballots that appeared to be voted ballots went missing while they were in possession of the USPS before they could be delivered to the Registrar of Voters. But what happened to the ballots remains a mystery. Two San Jose residents told NBC Bay Area they zoomed in on the photos released of the documents in the ravine, and they believe, based on signatures and addresses shown, that their ballots were in that group. The county doesn't know exactly how many ballots are impacted, but the initial estimate is 1 to 2 dozen. CJ Papa, Fox News.
NASA counting down to this week's planned liftoff of its new moon rocket. It's expected just after 1 a.m. Eastern time, although hurricane damage could cause yet another delay. Hurricane Nicole's high winds last Thursday caused a 10-foot section of caulking to peel away near the capsule at the top of the rocket. Mission managers want to make sure the narrow strip won't damage the rocket if it breaks off during liftoff. Liftoff from Florida's Kennedy Space Center is scheduled for early this morning. It's the first test flight for the 322-foot rocket, and it'll send a capsule with test dummies into lunar orbit. Scientists have discovered that rats are able to perceive the beat of music and bop their heads along with the rhythm.
Researchers at the University of Tokyo played music at different speeds for 10 rats and 20 humans. They figured the rats would prefer a faster beat than humans because of physical factors like heartbeat and body size. But they found humans and rats both jerked their heads to the beat at a similar rhythm, and the head jerking decreased the more the music was sped up. The rodents were subjected to minute-long sections of Lady Gaga's Born This Way, Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, a Mozart Sonata, Sonata, and other tunes, the rodents actually preferred beats close to 120 beats per minute, just like humans, and were most synchronized with Mozart's Sonata for two pianos in D major.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Lisa Lissara. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.